Restoring My Soul, Monday the 20th of July. Great Boldness of Speech. The ministry of the Spirit is the revelation of the seven spirits of God that belong to Jesus Christ. The light of the seven spirits of God that shines from the face of Christ is ministered to his lampstand churches through the messengers in his right hand. When this ministry is received, it enables a person to turn to the Lordship of the Holy Spirit so that the veil of their own knowledge of good and evil is removed from the eyes of their heart. Having been delivered from the deception of their own mind, they are free to behold the truth of their sonship in the face of Christ. A son of God who walks after the Spirit in the fellowship of Christ's offering will be progressively changed into the image of Christ from glory to glory. We walk after the Spirit by walking in the light of the Word that is proclaimed by the Holy Spirit to Christ's lampstand churches through the messengers in his right hand. Paul rejoiced that he had been given the privilege of being a minister of the Spirit in the right hand of Christ. He recognized that his ministry revealed the glory of Christ and was necessary for his hearers to receive the hope of their sonship, including the inheritance of their spiritual body on the day of resurrection. Speaking about the outcome of the ministry of the Spirit, he declared, "Therefore, since we have such hope, we use great boldness of speech." Every son of God should have the same boldness of speech as they testify about the ministry of the Spirit to their family, friends, neighbours, and work colleagues. The reference used in today's devotions is 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 12. For further study, Acts chapter 4.